This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1722, The Urgent Call to Slow Down, by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Friday, and welcome to one of the only podcasts in the world where blogs are narrated to you for free, that's with permission from the authors. If you enjoy it, I always appreciate it when you share it with friends or family, anyone really. And I'll keep this intro short, so let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The Urgent Call to Slow Down, by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. I grew up believing that achievement was a sought-after virtue, that perfection was to be chased at all costs. To slow down and rest was for the weak and only acceptable for 7 to 8 hours of the day. I didn't know that this kind of striving was setting me up to fail. This kind of striving didn't leave room for anything but busyness. At 32, I was enrolled in a master's degree, training for an ultra marathon, working full-time, and learning how to be a mom to my two-year-old. I was spread too thin, and I had no healthy stress relievers. At 32, and many times before, I was being called, urged even, by my body and my circumstances to slow down. I wished I'd listened. When Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, collapsed on the floor of her office bedroom, she blamed burnout and exhaustion. Her bestseller, The Sleep Revolution, was born out of this experience and is a call to rest, to slow down. If we consistently ignore the call to slow down, there's a good chance we will become a statistic. If we don't get the rest we need, it's likely we will develop chronic health conditions, perform poorly in our work, and increase our risk of injury and even fatality. Fast and furious are not the only options. Living life running from one thing to the next doesn't have to be our default. A slower, more meandering approach is possible, but you have to be radical, you have to be different, and you need to start now. How to answer the call to slow down. Living a more simplified life is a journey, and it's not always going to be an easy one. We are constantly pulled in other directions by a culture that is built on speed, outcomes, and more. Slowing down is an iterative process. Techniques and tricks for living slower that work today might not work for you next year. We have to be open to trying new things and taking chances and adjusting course where necessary. Decrease your expectations. One of my biggest roadblocks to slowing down is myself. I'm often my own worst enemy when it comes to keeping things slow and simple. Slowing down is not just about saying no to others, it's also about saying no to myself. No, I don't need to make the house perfect every morning before I leave it. No, I don't need to serve a 3-course meal when we have visitors. No, I don't need to bake for school lunches every week. And these no's make way for a few yeses. Yes, I can give myself an extra 10 minutes to stretch. Yes, I can relax when I have friends over. And yes, I can let go of the expectations I have of myself to provide perfectly for my kids all the time. Increase self-care. Slowing down looks a lot like self-care for me. Being a highly sensitive person, busy schedules increase my anxiety and make me feel overwhelmed very easily. I answer the call to go slower by upping my self-care rituals and routines. More cups of tea, long runs, lighting my favorite candle, and honoring my body's need to immerse in nature. Allowing myself these small pleasures is my way of putting down busy schedules and putting myself back in the picture. Self-care activities have the ability to rewind the negative effects of a busy, stressed life if we are consistent in our approach. 10 minutes of yoga or stretching every day will have a greater long-term benefit than a massage and facial once every few months. Opt out to slow down. You can answer the call to slow down by opting out. Opt out of potluck dinner with the neighbors. Opt out that Christmas dress-up party you don't want to go to, but feel enormous pressure to. Opt out of driving your kids to every party or play date they're invited to. You don't have to say yes to every invite. If you do, your schedule will wind up being written by everyone but yourself. In the past, I've said yes to things because I feel like I didn't have a choice. The truth is, I did have the choice. Feelings and reality often don't match when it comes to our perceptions of what others expect or think of us. There are very few things we do not get to choose. I'm wondering if you are feeling an urgent call to slow down. Is your body, mind, or soul dropping hints that you need to start paying attention to? Some of my hints have been a tendency to drink too much wine, increasing panic attacks, insomnia, and a nasty paralyzing anxiety that had me caught in an ongoing cycle of seeking perfection and failing. If you aren't feeling urged, then I encourage you to at least pause and investigate. Are you happy with the pace of your life? Is it sustainable? Or do you need to make the switch to the slow lane? Don't wait till your body urges you. Make a change today. You just listened to the post titled "The Urgent Call to Slow Down" by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. I'll have some comments, but first, according to the 2018 Global Emotions Report, more than 1 in 3 people said that they worried or dealt with stress. That's about 38% of the global population. Not surprising after the article we just heard. As we deal with worry and stress on a daily basis, it helps to speak to a professional who specializes in stress, anxiety, self-esteem, and more. And when that happens, BetterHelp is here for you. BetterHelp helps connect you and your personal licensed professional therapist online, where you can schedule your weekly video or phone sessions at your own convenience. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. No more sitting uncomfortably in a waiting room, and gain the flexibility of messaging your counselor anytime. BetterHelp is not self-help, it is professional counseling. Plus, BetterHelp offers financial aid, which makes it affordable to everyone. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/optimal. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/optimal. And thank you to Emma. That's something to pay attention to today. What's on your schedule? And do you absolutely have to say yes to everything on there? Chances are you don't, but you're feeling pressure either from inside yourself or from friends, family, coworkers, whoever. In either case, it's important to get that break when you need it. With the current environment and global pandemic, this might not be an issue for you right now. Or maybe it is more than ever because you're in a different situation now and that doesn't allow you to do things for yourself. That's important to think about too. Take a look at your schedule and see what you can eliminate so that you can focus on what's important today. But that should do it for today. Thank you for being here and listening every day. And I'll be back tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.